SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang bagong ulat ng Grattan Institute ay nagmungkahi ng mga makabuluhang pagbabago sa sistema ng superannuation ng Australia. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat. Ang pamamaraan ng superannuation ng Australia ay masalimuot, nakaka-stress at nagiiwan sa maraming retirado na nabubuhay sa mas mababang budget kaysa sa kailangan nila. Narito ang mga pangunahing natuklasan ng isang bagong ulat ng Grattan Institute na inilathala nitong Abente ng Enero.
And fundamentally, the problem is that the superannuation system while we're working makes a lot of really big decisions for us. We're forced into the system, we're compelled to contribute 11.5% of our wages. Most of us end up in a fund and investment strategy by default rather than choosing it. But then once we hit retirement, the system just casts us adrift.
Yan ang tinig ni Joey Maloney, isa sa may akda ng naturang pag-aaral. Napag-alaman sa panaliksik ng Grattan Institute na 80% ng mga Australians ay nagsasabi ng sistema ng superannuation ay masyadong komplikado at 60% ay umaasa na ang pagre-retiro ay magiging mabigat sa pananalapi. Kaunting patnubay lamang ang tinatanggap ng mga retirado. Ito ay ayon kay Maloney.
We're left with a pile of money and we've got to figure out how we're going to make it last for the rest of our retirements, not knowing how long we're going to live or what's going to happen to our investment returns.
Sinabi ng CEO ng National Seniors Australia na si Chris Grice na mga tanong tungkol sa superannuation ay pang-araw-araw na usapan para sa mga matatandang tao na madalas na nahihirapan sa umiiral na sistema.
Whether you are a pensioner, part pensioner, self-funded retiree, or veteran, very challenging to be able to negotiate, the government systems in terms of, you know, most of it now is online. Very difficult to actually get face-to-face support. Unless you have the relative affordability to be able to have a conversation with a financial planner in person, things can be somewhat challenging.
Dahil sa pagiging komplikado nito, madalas na mas labis ang nagiging pag-iingat ng mga matatanda para pamahalaan ang kanilang pera. Ang sistema ay nagtutulak sa higit sa 4 sa 5 pensyonado na gumamit ng pension na nakabatay sa account o account-based pension kung saan kailangan ng mga pensyonado na pamahalaan ang kanilang paggasta upang maiwasan nila ang panganib na maubos ang kanilang mga naipon. At kalahati ng mga gumagamit ng account-based pension ay wini-withdraw ang kanilang super sa isinabatas na minimum rates na nag-iiwan ng 65% ng mga balanse na hindi nagagastos sa average na edad ng inaasahang haba ng buhay. Sa katunayan, maraming mga retirado ang nagiging net saver. Nakikita ang kanilang balanse sa super na patuloy na lumalaki sa loob ng mga dekada pagkatapos tumigil sa pagtatrabaho sa halip na lumiit ang kanilang mga ipon. Iyon ang perang pinaghirapan nila na sana ay tinatamasa nila. Nagpanukala ang Grattan Institute ng pag-overhaul sa patakaran na sinasabi nitong makakatulong.
So an annuity is really the key piece that we need to give people the confidence to spend their super in retirement.
Ang tinig muli ni Joey Maloney.
What it is it's basically you give up a portion of your super, not all of it, just some of it, and in return of giving up a lump sum of that money, you get a guaranteed income at a particular level for the rest of your life. Now, this gets rid of the problem of trying to figure out how long you need to make the money last, because instead, now you've got a promise of receiving guaranteed income for the rest of your life as long as you live. Now, we think that delivering that at scale is basically what's needed to make sure that people have the confidence to spend their superannuation in retirement.
Iminumungkahi ng ulat ng Graytan Institute na dapat na maitatag ang isang hiwalay na ahensya ng gobyerno na magpapatakbo ng annuity scheme sa halip na ang pribadong merkado. Hihikayatin ng mga retiree na maglaan ng 80% ng kanilang super balance na higit sa $250,000 na mapunta sa annuity nito na maaring mapalaki ang kita ng retiree ng hanggang 25%. Sumasang-ayon ng Head of Policy ng Association of Super Funds of Australia na si James Koval na ang annuity ay may lugar.
Annuities are a good option, but they're good as an option. I think that's the key thing to keep in mind. It's not a one-size-fits-all, and it won't necessarily be the best outcome for everyone. But if in doubt, call your super fund and get some information, get some advice. That's the best way to plan, because no one will know exactly what you want for retirement except for you yourself, except for the individual.
Sinabi ng CEO ng National Seniors Australia na si Chris Grice na ang tunay na personalized na impormasyon ang susi. Ano nga bang gusto niyang makita?
I guess have a framework in place that does allow, I guess, a blended form of advice. I mean, just to have robo-style advice where just everything is online can be quite difficult because you've got folk who... challenges at the moment around cyber safety and in particular around their financial situation. You don't necessarily feel comfortable actually sharing that information with just a calculator online, and that's where that trust in terms of someone's future, it's incredibly important.
Inirekomenda ng Graytan Institute na magtatag ang pamahalaan ng isang libreng serbisyo sa paggabay o guidance service upang matulungan ang mga tao na magplano ng kanilang mga kita sa pagre-retiro. Makakatulong din ito sa mga eligible na retirado na mag-apply para sa age pension. Popondohan ito ng isang levy sa lahat ng balanse ng super account na nagkakahalaga ng humigit kumulang $360 million sa unang 4 taon nito. Mga panukala para sa isang makabuluhang pag-overhaul ang isa sa mga pinakakritikal na sistemang pinansyal ng bansa na maaaring magmukhang mas magaan ang pagre-retiro. Yan ang ulat na binuo ni T. Mitchell para sa SBS News na isinali ng inyong likod sa ating wika. Ana Limvilata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.